Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
That's Robert Cray bringing us back, my favorite blues man. 17 to the hour. Thanks for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. Having a great visit with David Dossi, my intellectual property attorney. Could be yours, too, because he works with people all over the country, and he's been hanging out with us now for about 14 years or so. David, we're talking about how to streamline the onboarding process. We talked about it a bit with customers earlier. We probably, we should do it also with our employees, and also with our contractors. The one-off kind of relationships that we have, and what you're encouraging people to do is to have this where it's a lot more streamlined, and so if we make it easier, we'll be more likely to do it every time. We'll have a record of everything, and we'll pay the right people and get paid by the right people, right?
Absolutely, and you'll reduce your hair pulling experiences, because I see so many small business owners just consumed by the number of contracts, and they feel they're the only one at the small business that has the authority to think about it, to sign them, and do the right thing. And that's why we talked about when you're starting a business, you're thinking of these contracts with your clients. But when you have an existing small business, there's not a small business in existence today that is not going to be engaging with some degree of independent contractor or freelancer every single year.
Or that's exactly right. I mean, I have three times as many people who I contract with than I do under my roof. And they all do regular work for me that I couldn't do without.
And I presume you have a contract with each of them.
I do.
Yeah. And so if you deal with the urgency of that when you need them, or when the last person has left and you need to hire someone immediately, that's too late. You can always say, well, let's look at the contract that I had with the prior person that just left. But, that might have been 5 years ago, and you might have done that in a rush. Mm-hmm. So you want to have these in advance, because generally a small business is going to know that you have these type of independent contractors. And if you have those agreements in place up front, you already feel comfortable dealing with them. You're not going to be backed into that corner of trying to put the fire out and getting it, prepared in a rush and getting it to them. Again, doing whatever it is to minimize the negotiation of every single contract. And when you've gone through that process and kind of have these standard independent contractors up front, you've thought through the issues. There's always the issue of term and termination and payment and who owns the intellectual property that's developed by the contractor.
That's a huge part of the deal that most people completely take for granted.
Well, and I think just as important is confidentiality,
yep,
which goes hand in hand with non-solicitation or non-compete. So there are some independent contractors, maybe the guy that's doing your landscaping or the cleaning crew that comes in, where that has absolutely no applicability. But when you're hiring a producer for your show or someone in that role,
yep,
clearly these are critical issues, and it's especially critical.
Go ahead. Finish that thought.
Go ahead. I was going to say it's especially critical with a web developer or someone that's doing some creative content
that's
for you.
That's the story I was going to tell you. I had a PR firm that was putting together a package for me for a major presentation to a corporate America several years ago, and I presumed confidentiality. I mean, these are pros. This is a corporation. This is a small business, but they were, I knew them. I considered them to be pros. I didn't think I had to tutor them on confidentiality. Well, the next thing I know, a mutual acquaintance of ours said, hey, congratulations on that new project you're working on. I went ballistic. I went off.
Yeah, I can imagine.
I went and I jerked the project away from it. And I said, you'll never work for me again. And you know what? They actually didn't understand why I said that. And I said, let me tell you something, dude. You're not ready for prime time. And I never worked with him again, you know, and you just can't do that. Confidentiality is the same thing. It's another way of saying trust. If you don't have trust, you got nothing.
But more importantly, you want a contract in place where you've identified the
key issues.
Them
what you expected.
You.
Yep.
You've told them.
And I have to say, in that case, I had not specifically said that. But this comes back, David, to ethics. More and more people don't talk about, this is what I talk about in my new book. We don't talk about ethics. We just assume that we are ethical because we've been doing it so long.
Sure. Well, and you want to go on record of if a key expectation of yours is that, in this case, let's say that PR firm, then not only confidentiality, but you probably don't want them working with another small business radio program for a certain period of time after they've worked with you.
That's right.
You know, and additionally, you don't want them soliciting work from your key sponsors.
That's right.
So you may want that contract to say, look, you don't go pitch Insperity or
a contract is one of the ethical elements that we built into our marketplace. It's a companion of trust. Quick break. Right back with David Dossie. Invention-protection.com is his website. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.